Right, well, now it's time to welcome my guest, business coach Clive Maloney. So hello and welcome to Phoenix FM, Clive.
Hi, Scott. Thanks.
You need to get it a bit closer. Sorry, I should have told you this beforehand, you see.
That's all right. Hi, Scott. Thanks for inviting me. It's great to be here today.
Right, well, come on. Before we get on to exactly what you do, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I'm a small business coach. I help service-based business owners get more clients and grow their business. So one way or the other, I've been developing people in business for over 20 years now. I'm a qualified teacher, coach, and NLP practitioner. And I cut my teeth in management at the age of 19 and went on to manage corporate learning development service for Essex County Council. And since then, I've set up my own business. I know how tough it can be to run a small business on limited resources. So I now spend all my time working with small business owners and entrepreneurs, helping them overcome the same problems that I first experienced when I set up my business and that many of the other small business owners that I talk to experience.
So just what is it you do?
Well, I help people get more clients and structure and systemize their business so that they can make more money and reap the rewards of a successful business. So you've heard of a sports coach, right? Okay, well, much like a sports coach who would help you to shave seconds off their time, build stamina, win races. So, you know, if you're an athlete, you go and get yourself a sports coach. Well, I do something very similar, but I work with small business owners and help them grow their business and make more money.
But you're not into this thing where you send managers out to get the managing director across a stream with a twig or something?
No, sadly not. Team building is an important activity.
Yeah.
But I mostly work with business owners. And after all, every small business is a reflection of their business owner. So, you know, warts and all. Like a sports coach, I help them reach peak performance. I help them focus, strategize, and plan. And it's all about continually raising the game. So we meet regularly, we focus on a part of the business that they want to improve, and we agree a clear way forward. Ultimately, it's about choosing some actions that they're going to take away and do. So I'll help them be successful, but I won't run around the track for them.
Now, I would guess that most businesses actually want to improve their sales. That's the end of the... Isn't it? Would you agree?
Absolutely. It's a prime reason why people want business coaching.
So, how do you do that in the real world? How do you actually achieve that? How do you get someone to improve their sales?
Okay, well, it starts with working out what it is that the customers want, that your potential clients want. Quite often when people set up in business, they start by thinking actually what they want to provide.
Yep.
Perhaps they've been doing it elsewhere. Yeah. But if we don't understand what our customers truly want, then what we do is we pitch things in a way that kind of is meaningful for us, but not meaningful to our customers. So it all starts with understanding who we're talking to and what kind of compelling needs and problems that they want to either overcome or move towards.
Right. But let's just take some real-world examples. You know, people who would come along with an objection, and I just want to see how you would overcome this. You know, people who say, I'd love to use your services, but I simply don't have the money to do it, or I've got enough business now, and I couldn't cope with any more, so I don't need what you have to offer. What would you do?
Okay. So let's take that example about, you know, I can't afford it. Was that what
yeah.
you said?
Yeah.
Well, there's a couple of things going on here. One is that they might genuinely not be able to afford it. So what you're offering may be beyond their price bracket, and you may need to look at offering a service that it's affordable for them. So it's about making sure that you've got a service that's right. Also, it's about considering how much credibility and trust you have with that person, because if they're not ready to invest in that area, you might need to find a lower offer for them. And the other thing that you need to think about is what kind of return investment are they going to get? And if they don't understand the value of what you provide, then they're not going to invest in that. You know, they're juggling so many different priorities. If they really don't understand the value that your service provides, well, they're not going to invest in you.
So, taking the second point, if they say, "Well, I've already got enough business, so why do I want to use you, or why do I want to potentially get more business by using what you can offer?" How do you deal with that?
Okay. Well, one way of dealing with it is if you focus on perhaps how you can save people time and effort. So people might talk about they're really busy.
Yes.
Have a chat with them, find out, okay, so what's it like to be busy? What's the problem in that? Where's the pain in that? And the more you can get them to understand that actually this is a situation they might want to move away from, and if you can save them time, energy and money, then why would they not invest in you? So that's one thing you could do. The other thing you can do is you can congratulate them that their business is going well, and that rather than try and convince them to have something they don't want at that time, well, you can check in with them from time to time. Just ask if it'd be okay if you give them a call in a couple of months, see how things are going, and perhaps get them to agree to go onto your mailing list so that you can maintain and build a relationship with them over time.
But say they've already got a relationship with one of your competitors. They're really happy with the people that they're dealing with. And they would say, well, why should I change? Why would I upset a relationship I've had for years? How would you deal with that?
Okay. Again, starts with congratulating them. So fantastic that they've got a good relationship with their current supplier. But if they've been with them for years, how do they know that they're getting the best service? Maybe it was right then, and maybe they're happy with what they've got now. But if they've not looked at this, looked at what's available, how do they know that it's the best? And that's why they need to meet with you, so that you can sit down together, look at what they're getting, what kind of service they're getting, and if it's the best, then they stay there, and that's your recommendation. Otherwise, you'll be in position to improve on the already fantastic service that they're offering.
Now you've got a system which you call Get Real. Would you like to sort of just run through that briefly?
Sure. Okay. So it's a 7-step client attraction system. It's called Get Real, and it's an acronym for the different stages in my system. And it starts with getting a really clear vision of the business that you're trying to create, getting a really great successful mindset. Okay, and when you've got a clear vision, you know where you're going, you'll have something that's motivating and compelling to move towards. So it starts in there. And then over time, what we do is we look at the different parts of marketing and sales that you need. So how you identify your lucrative target market and niche, how you create your client getting marketing system, how to ask for the business, how you measure the results, all that and everything between.
Right, okay. Now, you are doing something fairly new, are you not? You're having an evening, or...?
Well, I've got a webinar coming up. It's Wednesday.
A webinar? What on earth is a webinar? I've probably got the name wrong. How do you spell it?
Okay, it's webinar, W-E-B-I-N-A-R.
Yeah.
And what it is, it's like a class that you go to, only you don't have to get dressed up, comb your hair and go out. You do it from the comfort of your own house, and it's all done over the computer.
Oh, I see. So you can do it from home?
Absolutely.
So to contact you to do this, how do people do that?
Well, the webinar itself will run on Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock. It's called I Can't Afford It and Other Tall Stories. So if people want to find out about that or find out about me, then the best thing to do is to pick up the phone and call me. It's 03302.
03302.
Yep. 230.
260.
Yep.
Right.
Or you can go to my website, which is www.getrealaboutbusiness.com.
Getrealaboutbusiness.com.
Fantastic. And there's all of my contact details there.
Good stuff. Okay. Well, good luck with this webinar. It's good stuff. When does it? This it starts from this week, does it?
Okay. This webinar is going to run 6:30 on Wednesday. So it's a one.
6:30. You said. I thought you said 6 p.m. Just.
I may have done. It's 6:30.
All right. Right. 6:30. And is it just a one-off then?
This is a one-off. I do webinars and other events from time to time, but this is a one-off. So,
So this is a sort of test the water?
No.
Is it free?
It's absolutely free, and it's just a way for me to show people what I do and people to get to know who I am, what I do, and what I offer.
How long have you been actually doing not the webinar, but the this training as such. As you said, yes, you gave us a history of what you've done before, but how long have you actually been doing this business training per se?
Okay, so I've been business coaching for 2 to 3 years now.
Right.
I mean, you know, my background's always been in training,
yes,
and development. You know, my company's still relatively new. I'm working with a variety of different people, mm-hmm, at the moment, right from dance choreographers, to bookkeepers, all sorts of different people.
Great stuff. Well, look, thanks ever so much for coming in. Really do appreciate that. And we will put all of this up on the show page for the 123 show page. And we wish you well with it in the future.
Thank you very much.
Great stuff.